Hi guys, I'm Judy L. Moore and I'm a freelance editor with Black Wolf Editorial Services. Today, I'm just making a short little recording to show you what happens with certain writing when it moves into the audio form. I'm talking about today, in particular, the he said, she said fest. And the example we're going to use is The Magician's Nephew from C.S. Lewis. This appears only on the second page of Magician's Nephew. "Hello," said Polly. "Hello," said the boy. "What's your name?" "Polly," said Polly. "What's yours?" "Diggory," said the boy. "I say, what a funny name," said Polly. "It isn't half so funny as Polly," said Diggory. "Yes, it is," said Polly. "No, it isn't," said Diggory. "At any rate, I do wash my face," said Polly, "which is what you need to do, especially after..." And then she stopped. She had been going to say after you had been blubbing, but she thought that wouldn't be polite. "All right, I have then," said Diggory in a much louder voice, like a boy who was so miserable that he didn't care who knew he had been crying. "And so would you," he went on, "if you lived all your life in the country and had a pony and a river at the bottom of the garden, and then been brought to live in this beastly hole like this." "London isn't a hole," said Polly indignantly, but the boy was too wound up to take any notice of her, and he went on. That is only one page from The Magician's Nephew, and that's like really near the beginning. It is a classic piece of literature, a children's literature, and a lot of people think that it's brilliantly done. But when it moves into the audio form, you can hear it, and it gets annoying, or at least it does for me. Up to you whether you think it is, but it is something to think about.